The Gemara Daf Ayin Tes Amid Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Uchishem Shakarka Niknis Bekesef Bishtar Bechazoka. This is a Beraisa. Just like Karka is Nikne Bekesef Bishtar Bechazoka, Kach Schirais Niknis Bekesef Bishtar Bechazoka. So one can be Seicher something also through these three kinyonim. So the Gemara asks, Schira is demai. What is the Braise speaking about? What is he renting? Ilaima schiris de metaltalim. If it's speaking about he wants to rent metaltalim, metaltali b'nei shtoraninu. Does a shtar help on metaltalim? Amar avchizde schira is de karka. So the Barais is speaking about Schiris de Karka, and the Barais is telling us just like one can acquire a Karka that it's completely his to Kesef, Shtar, and Chazoke, so one can acquire a Kinyan Schiris also through Kesef, Shtar, and Chazoke, and that is the Chiddush of the Barais. We had mentioned yesterday that the Rashba has two mahalchim why shtar doesn't help by metaltalim. Either one cannot accurately describe the dover hametaltal that he's selling. By karkois, you can define the boundaries of the karka you want to sell. By avodim, you can define the eved you are selling, but by metaltalim, you can't define in the shtar exactly what is being sold. And then he says another reason, because the whole inyan of kinyan shtar we learn out from a posik, and the posik is speaking about karka, not by metaltalim. Now let us see Rashi. Schiris de metaltali, shehiske loi kalov. He rented him his kalov. B'nei shtoraninu b'tmiye. Oloi mikni metaltalim ela b'meshiche. Kedi amrinin b'kedushin. Eises b'emesin, the way Rashi is saying now, the kash of the Gemara is, there's a Mishnah in Kedushin. The Mishnah in Kedushin says, nechosim sheyesh b'machayis niknim b'kesef b'shtar b'chazoke. Nechosim she'ein b'machayis, which means metaltum ein a niknen ella b'meshiche. So memela, so the Gemara is asking, if we're speaking about metaltalim, how can one acquire a kinyan schiris and metaltalim? We learned in the Mishnah that loimikni metaltalim ella b'meshiche. So how could kesev shtar and chazoke help? So lecher, it's a little modner why the Gemara doesn't mention chazoke, why the Gemara only mentions shtar. Rashi will speak about kesef in a minute, but lecher, the way Rashi is saying that the makir of the kasha is because the Mishnah says you can only acquire metaltalim with meshiche. So why did the Gemara only ask on shtar? The Gemara should have asked on chazoke also. And Rashi continues, and the hey nami the mikni bekaspe. So Rashi says, really, kesef is not really a kasha. That's why the Gemara did not mention kesef. Leinin kebuli misha pora miu bishtar loy mikni. So Rashi says the Gemara did not ask by kesef because even though by metaltalim mois einam koinais, but it's koine lekinyan misha pora. Now let us just elaborate a little to understand what Rashi is saying over here. La'loche, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds min ha'teire mois koinais by metaltalim. So mi'iker adin, if a person gives someone kesef, and you have Reuven and Shimon, Reuven has a chayfet, Shimon is paying for the chayfet, so mi'iker adin, the minute Shimon gives him the dmei ha'chayfet, so the chayfetz automatically belongs to Shimon. It belongs to Shimon. Minatera Mois is koine. Now Chazal said that Mois is not koine. And there's a cheshben. And the cheshben is, Chazal were afraid, let's say for example, that let's say Reuven will sell Shimon a whole warehouse of Tvua, and fine, and Shimon gives him the money, so now it belongs to Shimon. Now, in the middle of the night, let's say there'll be a fire, and the chitim will start burning. So Reuven will think, well, Hashem, I sold it at Shimon's. It's Shimon's headache. It's not my headache. It's sold. I have the money. It's his chitim. That's his headache. It got burnt. Mazle gorem. So be a shreklich hefzit to all loikrim. That means if they never were meishach the chayfetz hanikta lirshusam, if they'll be kind of with kesef, so a shreifa could occur, and the meicha will not in any way be interested to be matzel the chafetzim hanim korim, since it's not his anymore, so the lekeach will lose. So Chazal said, no, Mois is not koine. The lekeach can be choise. No, the lekeach can be choise. So Memela, now when Reuven wakes up at night and he sees that the chitim are burning, so he's not so secure anymore. The lekeach could be choise, and he'll be stuck with the burnt chitim. So Malay Latzora, so Memela, he'll be matzel it already. So Al Kaponim, we helped the lekeach. We help the lekeach, but in this din chazore, so he said in all cases, Chazal didn't differentiate. Chazal says, but there's a misha pora. Could be, I don't recall now, but mokim hefzid. If there's a misha pora, but b'derech klal, they gave the lekeach a schus chazore with a klala that misha pora midiramabel midiren neishifra b'misha imaimet b'diburay. If one of the two parties are chayzer, so the chazor is a chazor, but al kaponim, there's a price for the chazor, a misha pora. So, be'emison, so, metaltalim are nikne bekesef al kaponim la misha pora. There is a kinyan, that means you can't avoid the misha pora. On the einami, the mikni bekaspe linyin kebula misha pora, mi bishtale mikni. So, memele, Rashi is coming to explain over here, by the Gemara did not ask Akasha what is with, Kesef? Because Kesef, the Gemara understood by Metaltlum, there is a Kinyan Kesef, a Kaponim Linyan Misha Pora. Now, Agavucha, we should know this is a Yesoidistik Rashi, Zamuridik Amachloikas Arishainim, the Rashban Daran. The Gemara says in Bab Metzia, a very interesting halacha. We mentioned before that the reason Chazal said that the mois einam koines, because the moicha katzay nisr for chitecha ba'aliyah and the lekeach will be mamsid, therefore they said mois einam koines. But the Gemara says a moicha de kezach. What is if aliyosoi shall lekeach muskar lemoicha? A very interesting zach. That the moicha, the tvue is in the aliyah of the moicha, but this moicha, this aliyah belongs to the lekeach. It's his aliyah. He rented it out to the moicha. So, if it's his aliyah, so, mistome, he's a rat, a via seifer, I mean, he'll be around the seifer, say, it's his aliyah, it's his house. So, memela, you don't have to be afraid that he's going to lose. I mean, if it's in the Meicha's house, and then the Meicha lives who knows where, and he has no Sheikhas with the house, so then there's Achshas, Nisrapu Chitecha Baliyim. But if Aliyosai Shalaykeach Muska Lameicha, this is the Aliyah belongs to the Lekeach. It's rented out to the Meicha. So he Zicha has contact with this Aliyah, and if there ever be a Sreifa, that means he'll be there to take care of the Sreifa for more reasons than one. I mean, it's his house. So there's no shash of Nisra Fuchitecha Baliyah. So the Gemara says there Moises Kaine. And he doesn't have a Sus Chazore. A very interesting halacha, that Chazal pinpointed this halacha of Chazore. The Loikeach can be Chazor only if there's a chash of Nisra v'itecha baliyah. But If it's aliyasei shalekeach muska lemoicha, that is noch shasha nisim ritecha baliyim, so then mois is koine. Also, that's a gemore in Bob Metzia. Zogt Ran, Kedush Ran in Bob Metzia, Dav Tzadik Tes, so what'll be by Schiris? So let's talk about Schiris. We're talking about that someone, Shimon, rented from Reuven a davar metaltel. He, Reuven has a behemoth, and Shimon is renting the behemoth, and he's giving money to Shimon is giving money to Reuven. The behemoth is Bershusoi shel Reuven. Zokteran, he's renting it. Fine. Zokteran, now what's gonna be if there's gonna be a sreifa? You think Reuven won't take care of it? He sure will. It's his behemoth. He's renting it to Shimon. So in this case, there's no reason to be afraid that the maskir will not take care of the dovar haniska, not because of the shimon, but because of himself. He is meiridik in the gias. He is meiridik in the gias to take care of the dovar hamuska. Zokteran, so here Mois is kind of in a toilet. The Chazal never made a schus chazore. Chazal never made a schus chazore, and Mois is koine, and here Mois will be koine without chazore. Zukteran, but Rashi weiss is nit azoi. Rashi, and he brings the Rashba, also holds like Rashi. So we have here a moiridike machloikes harishainim, if by schiris we say Mois einam koines, or do we say Mois koines? So Rashi, we see Rashi holds by schiris, even though the gzeira of Shema Yemer Nisraf Uchitecho Baliyah is not applicable, Afal Pikein, Chazal Vo'oiker, Kinyin Kesef. The Rashba says, the Schiris is a Mechira Le'yemer. Chazal did not differentiate between this Schiris and between Schiris, which is a Memka Le'yemer, and every Mecha. And that's a Rashi also, and the Ran is Chaylik. Now, Al Koponim, so Rashi explains the Gemara's Kashi is based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you can only be Mekainim Metaltalim only through Mashiach Kesef. No, but make it also be Kainim Mishapore. But Shmiyu Bishtal I Mikne, you can't be Kainim Schiris Metaltalim through Shtal. Le Mikne Midi de Dvorim Baalmanino. It's dvorim ba'alme. Kedamrin em ba'azor. Dvorim ein be'mishum mechusore amonim. If a person says something, ein be'mishum mechusore amonim. Now, l'chayre, this Rashi is a pachad noira. Now, let us understand what's shver in Rashi. Rashi brings a gemara. The gemara says, dvorim ein be'mishum mechusore amonim, which means as follows. It means that if a person says, Reuven tells Shimon, I'm going to give you this thing. I'm going to give you this thing. And later, you know, Shimon comes for it. I changed my mind. I changed my mind. So there's a man, the Omer, that says, Dvorim ein be'mishum mechusore amonim. He just said it. Good. He changed his mind. There's a gemara, if it's something expensive, he can change his mind. There's no tvi of henshel or tzedek. You said you're gonna give, good, you thought you're gonna give. Now, you thought you're gonna give it. You came over to home to your wife, you told your wife, the wife came and said, are you gonna give this away? What are you talking about? No, she changed his mind. Dvorim ein ben mishum chasari emot. Zogt Rashi, so mamela, how can shtar help? It's dvorim. Dvorim ein ben mishum chasari emot. That is what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi says, "Miu b'shtar loy mikne midi didvorim ba'almanino." What's a shtar? A shtar is a word. He says in the shtar that he's giving it to him. He's renting it to him. Whatever it is, it's words. Words are meaningless. So l'cheira Rashi is a pella. I mean, there's a kinyan shtar. Shem v'shamayim. There's a kinyan shtar. Kalk is nikne b'shtar. It's only words. Sakochel is a kinyan shtar. Shtar is different than words. See if Rashi would bring down the Rashbe. No, the Rashbe said a whole long this way, Shtar doesn't help by metaltum. You can't specify what you're selling, or there's no parsha of Shtar. Rashi, it says, Dvorim ain't by Mishu Mechsorim Monach. I mean, a Shtar is not Dvorim. This is such a kinyan of Shtar. So, Lachere, Rashi is very difficult to understand. So I found a Machna Frayim, Nilchis Kinyamoy Simenyut, and he brings down Rashi, but he adds three words. With these three words, perhaps we can understand a little better what Rashi says. Vahainu taime, shtar doesn't help, I'm metaltlim, dahavi dvorim ba'alme, but he adds, Kivin Shaheim Adayin Bershus Hamoicha. Because the Metaltlum is still Bershus Hamoicha, so it's Dvorim Ba'alme. So I think the Machna Frayim means as follows. A shtar is a document, has a value, if the Dovar Hanimkar is Goli Lakel. For example, I have a property, in this and this Mokim. And I give the lekeach hashtar, the property in this mokim, I'm giving over to you. So this shtar says something. A lekeach has this shtar, this document in front of him. So memela, he can go to the property. The property it says in the shtar where it is. He goes to the property, and the shtar is a document with eidim, an official document that it's the ownership was given over to the lekeach. So this is a nice Kenyan. I mean, you see that the Moicha went to write a document, which this document is made that there was a transaction, that this Karka left the ownership of the Moicha, went to Lekech. So that's a nice Kenyan. But let us say, by Metaltalim, I'll give the Lekech a shtar, I'm selling you my silver esrig box. I'm selling you my silver etzel box. I'll give you a shtar. Fine. Silver etzel box. He comes to the house. Where's the silver etzel box? Find it. I don't know where it is. Go. So, the emison, metaltalim, that one can hide, and you can't get to it. So, memela, so there's no gmiras das. He told them, I'm selling you the silver, but there's no proof that he really means what he said. Because it's not called a commitment. If the loikeach with the shtar in his hand can acquire ownership of the dovar and nimkar, so that's cool, a nice kinyan. We see that the meicha can't raise a chayis, but over here, yeah, I sold you my esrog box, find it, it's sold. I have to deliver it to you. I never said I would deliver it to you, find it. So I can look for today to tomorrow, I'll never get it. So lemaise the mesiras hashtar is no echocha whatsoever that the meicha really means what he said. So it's dvorim ba'alme. Could be that's pshat in Rashi. Zok the Gemara weiter. Amar Rabbi Lozo ra'uhu shehitmin b'cherche. What does this mean? Ra'uhu shehitmin b'cherche shenitman b'yar. Lignoiv behemois horoyois shom. Now, so let us just figure out what the story is. The story is speaking about as follows. That people were roya their behemois in a yar in a forest. And all of a sudden they see a person who hid himself in this yar. They see a person running and they're looking at him and all of a sudden he disappeared. But he hid himself someplace there. Now let's not be naive. So why did he hide himself in this yar over here? I mean, they saw this. They saw a person. All of a sudden, veinenu. Why did he hide himself in the yar? Because why he hid himself. That's why. So they're aware now that there's a ganef hiding in the yar. Agavuche. Let us just see what Rashi says, Shehitmin Bechershim. So Rashi says, Shenitman. Now, if we know a little dig-dig, Nitman is a Loshen Nifal, that he was hit. Hit mean is a lashon hifil. He made someone else. He hit something else. That's a hifil. So memele. So the Rashba asked the kasha. It should have said ra'uhu shenitman biyad, that he was hidden. That he was hidden in the yard. Hitman means hitman as atma. He hid himself. But the Rashba says the lashon is not too good. Mele wants to say perhaps another pshat, but al kaponim, just have to be aware the lashon. He says paray hikriv, so it says hikriv eschayloi. He made the army come closer. That's a lashon hitman. But over here, hitman is a pshabisul shvelach. Okay, ktsas koshen. This is a lashon kashem the Rashba. It's just such a nitman. But al kaponim, let's get back to the story. The story is speaking about that you have here owners of behemoths that that are grazing their behemoths in the forest, and they saw all of a sudden someone running and they nano, and they realize that there's a ganef around that hid himself to steal the behemoths. Fine. V'tova achol mocha, mishalim tashlumi abo v'chamisha. Then he shechted the behemoth. Mocha is a little difficult to understand how this happened in the Yah. Anyway, but Batavach Mocha Misham Tashlumi Abba Vachamisha, he pays Dalet Vay. Frech the Gemore, so we have a Ganif that made Tvicha Mechiris, he paid Dalet Vay. Frech the Gemore, Amai Holein Moshach, he didn't make Meshicha. He didn't make Meshicha. Frech the Rashba, who told you he didn't make Meshicha? Making a problem over here. He didn't make a Mashiach. Who tells you he didn't make a Mashiach? So the Rashba says, because it's medik meduyik, it should have said, Ru shehitmen b'cherishim v'gonav v'tovach u'mocha. If he made a Mashiach, so it should have said v'gonav, he stole it. That's how you steal it. You steal it from a ma'aseh Mashiach. V'tovach, and he shechted it. It says v'tovach u'mocha. It doesn't mention v'gonav. So it would seem he didn't make a Mashiach. Now what did he do? He went over to the behemoth, where the behemoth was standing, and he shechted the behemoth. B'mkaymoy. So that's not a ma'ase gneiva. So why is he chayv dalet vay? That's pshat the Gemara's kash. Omar Rav Chisde. So Rav Chisde answered, sheikisha b'mako. He hit the behemoth with a mako, and the behemoth ran. I'm fantastic. That's the tenets of the Gemara. So, Ledaroini, the Rashba doesn't say anything pshat in the Gemara's tenets, but now we have to understand if the Kasha was, there's missing a word over here. It's missing Vigonav. It's missing Vigonav, so it means he didn't make a Maisig neither. So what's the Gemara's tenets? He hit it with a stick, and then they went. So he didn't make a ma'isig neiv. So why doesn't he say v'gonav? Come on. Why do you have to go with it? You're saying he didn't make a ma'isig neiv. So finish. They made a ma'isig neiv. So why did he say v'gonav? He hit it with a stick. I mean, so what, how does that help the situation? Lulei de Mistafin, I thought it could be there's a Pnei Yeshua and Afnum Vovam at base. Pnei Yeshua says, Amor Dikazach. He says, Pshat Narashi. Perhaps this is Pshat in the Rashba also. He says, Pshat, that Agavulche, we know in Hilchis Meshiche, Hikisha B'makol is also a Meshiche. It's also a Meshiche. There's a Baraisa Mestama. You don't have to schlep it by your dying. If I hit the behemoth, the behemoth walked, okay, Yad V'regel, whatever the Shem Mashiach is, and the Beimu walked through my Hakor, that's also called Mashiach. Right, that's a Baraisa. The Telik of Nei Yeshua, that Baraisa is speaking about Mekach and Memka. By Mekach and Memka, the Aloch is Fakel, it's a Baraisa. He wants to sell it to you. You need Hiros, Bailes. So Memela, that's good. The Baruch says, make a Mashiach, and it's Hikisha B'makalino. Zakta Rashba, Zakta Pnei Yeshua, and Samach Vavam at Beis, Nun Vavam at Beis, But by Gneve, I don't have a Bereise that Ikisha B'makos a Maise Gneve. Maybe by Gneve you have to really schlep it out of the reshus of the Nignav. Ikisha Mako could be it's not good. There's no such Bereise. So he says, so the Gemara and Afnu Vovam Bebeis is a raya from a Mishneh that Ikisha B'makos is good. What's the raya from the Mishneh? Because the Mishneh says, Hoitziyuha listim. Listim took it out. So he says, it should have said, Nitaluha listim. The listim took it. Says, Aloshan hoitziyuha. What does the word hoitziyuha mean? He didn't take it. He made it come out. So, Mamil's Araya, Ikisha B'makel is Mechuya B'Aganav also. Al Koponim, we have a Pnei Yeshua and Afnu Vovam at base that tells us two Yesaidis. Yesaid number one, he tells us it's not so poshut that Ikisha B'mako should help by Gneve. There'd be a svara to say could be by Gneve, you mean Mamish, a Maisa Meshicha. That's one Yesaid that the Pnei Yeshua says. And the other Yesaid the Pnei Yeshua says, the Lashon of the Mishnah, Hoitziyua in that Nitalua is coming to tell us Nitalua means he took it biyadayim, and the Mishnah was Mishane the Loshen and said Hoitziyua, that's coming to be Megala Kisha B'makal is good. So perhaps it's Nitinli Hey Omar that if it would say Vigonav, that means that Ruushit min Bechershim Vigonav Vitov Achomocha. Could be the Taitz of Vigonav is like Nitalua. He made a Maisa Gneve. That's the Taitz Vigonav. He took it. He made a Maisa Gneve. So therefore, the Baraisa did not omit the word Vigonav, that you don't have to make Mamish a Maisa Gneve be Yodayim, to be Meramis, to teach us that Ikisha B'makel is also good. So that what the Mishnah in Akoinis was Mishana the Loshen and said it's a you and not Nitalua, the Baraisa of here is telling us in a different oifen that Meshicha, you don't need Mamisha Maisa Meshicha, Ikisha B'makel is also good. That's he didn't say Vigona, that you don't need a Maisa Gneve Behedya. For Ikisha B'makel is also good. Fine. Frag the Gemara, Vikivin, the Ra'uhu, Gazlanu, so the Gemara asks Akasha, but let's hear the whole scenario. They saw you had 20 people in this yard, they were grazing their behemoth, they saw all of a sudden a person runs, and all of a sudden he hid himself, he camouflaged himself, but they saw him, they all saw him. So Memela, so that's called a Gazlan. So why do you say he's a Ganef? That's called a Gazlan. So, and for the Gemara, even the Kamatama Minayu Ganav. Since he hid himself now from them, they saw him above. Now he hid himself from them, so he's called a Ganav. Let us see what Rashi says. So look to Rashi. The Kivin the Ru Gaslanu. For like Daimel a Ganav. Oh, so like Rashi. So Rashi is Hamura de Kekasha. We had a mission of Ganav with Neshnayim. So you pay kefil, ganav b'fnei shnayim. So Rashi says, so every ganav, how does a ganav pay kefil? Akocha, there's two people that see that he ganved him, else he never pay kefil. So what's the problem people saw? All of a sudden here, the Maaseh Kasha, they saw him, and every ganav you see. Shem Yishamayim, what's the problem? So Rashi says, b'leidayim ala ganav b'fnei shnayim. The Hosam Aval Gav the Chazu Lei Sharinchi, the two people that see him, Lei Mistafe Minayu. He's not scared of them. The Meimar Oma Lei Minayu Shakilna Midi. I didn't take anything from them. They saw, let them see. He's not scared of them. He's not scared they'll make trouble for him because, I didn't shepherd them. So Mamela, they won't shepherd me. So from then he's not scared. A Ganav is scared of the Baile, but not from the Zaytik Abenshin, he's not scared. The may ma'am alaminai shall kin midi. Avol choishim mire lakoli. But a choishim ayah, this is a place that everyone brings their behemoths to graze there. Velo yoda the mani uachbem. He's stealing a behemoth. He doesn't know what belongs to. But you know, these 20 people who are here, the bailam are here. This is not Samazay. The bailam are here. Not a strange person. By stealing a behemoth, you're chappening with an owner. So this person is not scared of the Bailam. They all saw him run into the forest. They saw him run into the forest. He didn't come the night before. He came now. They all saw him run, and then now they hid himself, and he knows these are the Bailam. And he's not scared of the Bailam because he knows they saw him. So he's a Gazlan. Gazlan, he's a Gazlan. That's shot the Gemara's Kash. Before we come to the Gemara's Teretz, the Ravid wants to say another. Rashi differentiates between a Ganav is scared of the Bailam. He's not scared of Zaitik, you mentioned. The Ravid says something else. He says, a Ganav, when he goes on the Gneva, he hasn't the faintest idea who he's going to meet there. That means he didn't know that it's going to be the Alpi Cheshbon. He made Cheshbonis. He thought everyone's asleep already. So he thought he's not going to find someone there. He finds to wait them there. What's he do? Now go away. I mean, he's there already. It's a party. But here he knows there's people there. Before he goes into the Yai, he sees there's a whole bunch of people there. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So this is a Gazel, not a Ganev. And for the Gemara, given the Kamatama Minayu Ganev, since he's hiding, he's a Ganev. So what is the Gemara saying? So the Gemara is saying, that is true. That means that he went into a forest knowing that people saw him. But he didn't go right away over to the baby. He went to hide himself. That means Huzalatot. That means he knows that the people saw, but he's hiding himself now. So that shows there's still a fear of the Bailam. What he had to do, he had to do. I mean, that was... he didn't have an eitzah. Hechach lo yagune. That was the only way he would get into the forest. They'll see him. But now you see he's hiding himself. Now you see that there's a fear of the Bailam. Whatever was seen was seen. But now we see Claude, he's afraid of the Bailam. So that's called a gav. So what is the case of a gazlan? When is one called a gazlan? Omer Avabo, Kareem ben Yo ben Yoyodo. Shenema vayigzer lasachanis miyada mitzri vayageyu bachnis. Oh, that's called a gazlan. Nayo ben Yehuda took the sword away out of the hand of the mitzri. He went over to the mitzri, took the sword away from him, and he killed him with the sword. Baal koponim, that's called vayigzer. That's called a gzeil. He goes over to the owner, and he schleps it away from him in front of the owner. He's not scared of the owner. That's called a gazlan. Vayigzer lasachanis. But if a person is hiding, he doesn't want the Bailam to see the Maisa Gneve. Never, he saw me enter the yard, and I couldn't avoid that. But now he's hiding, that's a gun. That's what Rav Abo says. Rav Yochanan Omar Kegoin Baalei Shechem. I'll tell you another case who's called a Gazlo. Shenema Vayosimu Loi Baalei Shechem Ma'alvim Al Rosh Yehorim. The Baalei Shechem put ambushes on the Rosh Yehorim. Vayigzelu es kol ashayaver aleihem baderech. And whoever passed by, they stole from. That's also called a gazlan. That's also called a gazlan. We'll come back to this soon. So, Rabbi Yochanan brought a posik from Shoifte. Rababo, my time, loyoma, my high. Why didn't Rababo bring a raya from this posik? Amaloch, given the mitamri, itmuri, they made ambushes over here. This is they ambushed people and they stole from them. Loi gazloni nino. This is not called a gazlon. It's not called a gazlon. This case of Rabbos Chelik Rab Yochanan, it's not called a gazlon. Aye, it says in the pasuk vayikdalu. The lashon is lavdafke. This is not called a gazlon, Rab Abou. This is called a ganav. You see, they ambushed. Yeah, the Rab Yochanan said, "Oh, the kamatamri." He said, "Sure, they hid themselves." They hid themselves not because they're afraid. When they saw someone pass by, they went out of their hiding and they stole from him. Aye, they hid themselves. Should they hid themselves? Because if they wouldn't hide themselves, no one would ever go on this path. Or they'll put up a sign, a warning, there's a gazlan on this path, No one's going to come. If anyone knows that there's a gazlan there, so they won't come. So they're hiding not because of their fear of the people they're stealing from. They're not scared at all. But if they won't hide, no one's going to come. So that's why they're hiding. So we have here a very interesting machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rab Abou. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even though they hit, that doesn't make them, they're not scared of the Bailim, they hit for a practical purpose, that people should walk by, or else if the people will see them, no one's going to go on that path. Rabbi Yochanan holds they gazlonim, and Rav Abou holds they're not gazlonim. Since they hit, they're not gazlonim. Now, we have to understand what's the svar of Rav Abou. Rabbi Yochanan holds they're a good svar. But let's go a little further. And then we'll perhaps try to explain the machloikis. Shalu Talmidov es Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mibnei mahichmira toire beganev yoser mibegazlan. Why is it that a ganev, the toire counts in the ganev, a ganev pays kefil, balad vehei, more than a gazlan only pays keren. Amma lehen zehishvi kovoid Eved l'kvoid koinai. He was mashve kvoid eved l'kvoid koinai. That means a gazlan is not scared of anyone. He's not, he goes over in the middle of the street, he takes away from someone. He's not scared of the eved, he's not scared of the owner, he's not scared of the Rabbeinu Shlom. He's consistent. He's not scared. B'zeh loy hishve kvoid eved l'kvoid koinai. But a ganev, from the Bailam, he's scared. He doesn't want the Bailam to see him. He's scared. And what's with the Rabbi Nishloilo? Nah. Rabbi Nishlom, he's not worried about the Rabbi Nishlom. So the Masha says, that Pshat is as follows. A Gazlan knows the Bailam sees him. He knows the Bailam sees him. And he realizes that the Bailam sees him, he can expect a summons the next few days from the police station. I mean, the gazlan knows who stole from him. We had halacha, we paskin, stam gzeile lav yish bailam. A nixel is not miyayish. You know why? Because he knows who stole it. He'll be teveya from him. And now you stole it from me. Good. I know who you are and then we'll get it back. So, a gazlan knows it won't be an easy road. No, why does he steal? Because he takes everything in consideration. The money I need now. Maybe I'll get caught. No, he's machia. The money is worth more than the unknown. I might get the money I need. That I know. And then I might get caught. It might get caught. Ain't something might to me day about that. The mention was also, it could be Aldo. Schusim could be Aldo. The Rabbeinu Shloilom in the police station is all, it's an unknown einish. And the gazlan is machia, it's worthwhile to steal, even though I'm aware that there's an einish I could get, but it's worthwhile to steal. See, so that's the gazlan. A ganev, the Bailam will find out about it, is bitter, he'll get caught, he's scared. What is the Rabbeinu Shloilom? So he's kaifa bashkoche, he's kaifa bescha b'oynish. The b'oynish will never find out about it. That means he's scared of an oynish b'day Adam. He's not scared of an oynish b'day Shemayim. The Rabbeinu Shloilam sees what he's doing. Yesh dim v'yesh dain. Nah, he's kaifa. He's kaifa bashkoche, he's kaifa bescha b'oynish. That's why a ganef is a kaifer. Ah, a kaifer, he pays double the amount. He pays kaifel, pays double the pay. That's the gemara. The Talmud Eiris brings down from the Briskerov. The Briskerov said another pshat in this gemara. The difference between a ganef and a gazlan. He says a gazlan does everything impulsively. That means a gazlan is walking. He didn't make any plans, any cheshbonos. A gazlan is walking by. He sees someone that took out his wallet. He grabs it away from him. He works without a cheshbon. He does things impulsively. This is a gazlan. A ganef is oiske cheshbon. He won't do such a thing. Could be there's a policeman on the next block. He makes a cheshbon. Everything he makes a cheshbon. He makes a cheshbon when Yen will be sleeping, when Yen is going on vacation. All cheshbonos he makes. But what's with the Rabbeinu Shloilom? That doesn't go into cheshbon. That doesn't go into cheshbon. So Memela, that's because he doesn't make a cheshbon about the Rabbeinu Shloilom. So Memela, that is why. So that's the oinish of a ganef. He doesn't. A gazlin. Doesn't make any cheshbonos. Not the way the Marsha says that he made a cheshbon, Salonzer, he took everything into consideration, made a cheshbon, it's worthwhile to steal. No, a gazlan does things impulsively. And so Memela, I say, he lives without a cheshbon. He's a mechutzev in an asusponim, he lives without a cheshbon. So Memela, it's ishvi kvoy da'odun l'kvoy devet. I mean, he lives without a cheshbon. Mashain came. A ganef makes cheshbonos, and the cheshbon of the Rabbeinu Shlom, he doesn't make at all, so that's the einish of a ganef. So, Mr. Fina, I thought perhaps this could be the machlokes, Rav Yochanan and Rav Abo. What the tithe, if we say like the Briskerov, or we say like the Marsha. Rav Yochanan said as follows, that this person who makes an ambush and later makes a maisa gzeile, so this person is a gazlan. Why did he hide? Sure he had hide, because if he won't hide, then no one's going to go by this path. So he made a cheshbon. He made a cheshbon that, you have to hide, else you never get any money. So this person is an oiske cheshbon person. He made a cheshbon. But in Yesod, he has no fear of the owner. That means, as soon as the Nigzal comes, he'll confront the Nigzal. He'll steal from the Nigzal. He's not scared of the Nigzal. He's not scared of the Nigzal. Even though the Nigzal sees him, and he's not scared of the Nigzal. That is the case of the Baalei Shechem. They were not scared of the Nigzal. They weren't scared of the Nigzal. But they hid, because if they wouldn't hide, no one would ever come on the path. So could be as follows. Rav Yochanan held, that's called a gazlan. Why is it called a gazlan? Because Rav Yochanan held, like the Marsha. Rav Yochanan like the Marsha, that a ganev is afraid of the Bailam. He's not afraid of the Rabbeinu Shlom. So that's a gevaldik kapat shimponim. He's scared of the Bailam. The Rabbeinu Shlom doesn't know, and the Rabbeinu Shlom won't be managed. So that's the ambush. This person, when after he ambushes him, Yenna sees him, he knows who stole it from him, and he steals it from him. So Mamela, he cheshboned out. Good, I mean, Yenna knows, I might get imprisoned. Good. Listen, I need the money. I have a dangerous profession. That's my profession. So Memele, he does this, even though he realizes he might get punished. So Memele, he takes in consideration he might get punished milamato. He might get punished milamale. He might get punished. He realizes this. He knows about. But what should he do? He needs money. So he steals. So this is called agazel. That means because the nigzel sees him. That's how Rabbi Yochanan learned. Rabbi Yochanan said he's a gazel. He didn't hide because he's scared. He hid because if he wouldn't hide, he wouldn't get any business. Could be Rabbi Bo learned like the Briskerov. The taich of a gazlan is a person who's impulsive. A person is impulsive. Why do you think of the Rabbi? He doesn't think of anything. He's impulsive. He doesn't think what's going to happen with him. He does things on the spur of the moment. So it's an impulsive person, some Mela. He doesn't think of the Rebbe, some doesn't think of people. He does it on the spur of an impulsive person. It was not on the spur of the moment he decided to rob someone. He planned, he ambushed, he knows, he made chishbainis. So according to the Briskerov, a person who makes chishbainis already, that is a ganev. So why didn't you take the Rebbeinu Shalom into the, you realize that I won't make a cheshbon, I won't get a penny. So if I make a cheshbon, I have to ambush the people. So he made cheshbonus. So cheshbonus he made, and what's with the Rebbeinu Shalom? The Rebbeinu Shalom, it's not necessary to make cheshbonus. So Memele, so could be, that's the machloikis, Rav Abo, Rav Yech. Let us see Rashi. Ichmira Teira Leshalim Kefal Abo Vachamisha. Hishve Kvoy David Lo Yorei Mibnei Odom. Kederech Shlo Yorei Meekodesh Bochus. He's consistent. He doesn't, he's entering into Sakonis. And he's a daring person. Lo Yorei Mnei Odom Kederech Shlo Yorei Meekodesh Bochus. Avogan Vele Hishve David Lo Koinei. From the person he's scared, Shu Yorim Ibnei Odom, May Ain Shalmalo Loin Izal. Now let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis Shehitmin Bechershim, Perish Hitmin Atzmoi, he hit himself, Vesalke Daitoch Shoholach Bachashoi, Vitovach Abahime Bemokim Shehu, Meshumachi Porich Boholei Moshav. Now, Taisus doesn't say like the Rashbe. It would see Taisus understood that the hiding himself was an oifen that he could go over to the Behemah. He's in such a secluded place that he can go over to the Behemah not being seen in Shech the Behemah Bim Kaimai. That was the Havamina of the Gemara. Now that what the Gemara said, Ikisha b'mako, could be, it's also pshat, he hid himself in such a way, that means that Al Kaponim with a mako will be able to get the behemoth to come over to him. Could be that is pshat. Kim daru gazlanu, kleimel sha'ise b'mokim goliv leidomi legoinev b'bayis oy b'chotza. Taisvis learns another pshat completely. Taisvis learns a bayis or a chotzer is a secluded area. It's a private place. So that's a ganet. He knows he's going in the secluded area. Yar is an open place. So the Gemara held that if he's planning to steal in an open place, so that alone makes him a izganer. So the Gemara said, "Hode metamri." No, he's hiding. Yeah. Now we hear the machloikis of Yochanan and Rav Abo. If a person who ambushes someone else, that is called a gazlan or a ganer. Rav Yochanan said he's called a gazlan, and the hiding is not done because of fear.
hiring is done, that so we'll have customers, that people will come on this path, so be able to rob them. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So Rabbi Yochanan said, don't be despoiled from this hiding. Leman the Oma Ba'akoynes, the Rabbi Yochanan list him mizuyin, kiven the metama me'inshi ganefu, itzrech lahay time. Leman the Oma, the gazan hu, Rabbi Yochanan, oitzorech lahay time. Now, let us understand what Taisus is saying. There's a shaila in Hakoines. Rabbi Yochanan holds that a list of mezuyim, that means a person who is armed, he doesn't, he's not steymach on his strength, he's steymach on his weapons, is he a gazlan or a ganef? Now let us understand, a list of mezuyim is a very interesting type of a thief, type of a robber. A list of mezuyim confronts the nigzal. He's not afraid of the nigzal. The nigzal sees who he is. We're not speaking about he has a handkerchief over his face. That's lav davka. A list of mezuyim confronts the nigzal and realizing that the nigzal knows who he is, and he might get a summons from the police tomorrow, but he cheshbened out, he has to do it, it's worthwhile. So mitzad echad, from the bailim, he's not afraid. But at least the mizuyin is afraid of other people. He's metamri meinchi, he doesn't walk around in the middle of Times Square with a revolver showing. If other people, he hides himself. He does, so he has a fear, but the fear splits. He's afraid of other people. He's not afraid of the Bible. Now let's look at it. That way he's not afraid of the Bible is a plus. He's not afraid of the Bible. It's a gazlan. That way he's afraid of other people. Is a minus. You're afraid of under the Bainshallah? Okay. So this, as a list of mezuyim, has a minus and a plus. He's afraid of other people, not afraid of the Bible. Now, if I say a list of mezuyim is a gazlan, I hold that a list of mezuyim is a gazlan. So I say, so the ikar is, if he's scared of the Bible. How are you scared of other people? This is Lemal Lemayah. The Ika is if he's scared of the Bailam. If he's not scared of the Bailam, even though he has other fears, but he's not scared of the Bailam, already he falls into the category of a gazlan. So he's not scared that the Bailam is a real pachad. He's not scared of the Bailam. So Mamela, so he's not scared of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Fine. But he's going with the Cheshma. There's someone to be scared of. And he's not scared of him. So good. So he made a Cheshma. That's a gazlan. He's scared of the rest of the world. It's no kash. But al kaponim, this person, the bailam is also one. If he's not scared of the bailam, he falls into the category of a gazlan. So memela, according to that, there's no kash whatsoever on Rabbi Yochanan. This person who ambushed the older nigzolim, he hid. According to Rabbi Yochanan, as the criteria is, are you scared of the Bailam, yes or no? If Rabbi Yochanan holds that a list of Mesuyan is a gazlan, so maybe says a list of Mesuyan also hides. As the criteria is, but if he's not scared of the Bailam, so maybe is a din gazlan. So maybe the mother didn't have to say, lomdus, why he's hiding. A gazlan can also hide. As long as he's not scared of the Bailam, that's called a gazlan. But there's a man, the Yomer and Akoinis, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a list of Mizim is a ganev. Why is he a ganev? Because he's scared. Oh, good, from the Bailam he's not scared, but from other people he is scared. So Memele, that man, the Yomer, says, a person, even though he's not scared of the Bailam, but if he's Metamri, he is a din ganev. So according to that man, the Yomer, Rabbi Yochanan to say, he couldn't say, well, he's not scared of the Bailam, but he's Metamri. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, the Metamri is not because he's scared. The Metamri is because he wouldn't get business if he wouldn't if he wouldn't be metamri. So Taisis is saying our whole gemara is only going according to that mandiyoma. Bibnei ma hichmiro toire betoyin tainis gana betainis gazlon loyshay chay taime klal. So Taisis says the halacha is a tain of a shema pikodin that says it was nigna. Hashem HaPkodim that says it was Nignav, so the din is he pays Kefu. Hashem HaKodim that says it was Nigzal, he doesn't pay Kefu. These Cheshbainis, Aleimala Leimoyred, these Cheshbainis, Aleimala Leimoyred, so they had Akoch Zichat Zegzeres Akosu. Now, let us go a little further in the Gemara. Kavyochel osa ayin shalmata kilo eine roye, v'oizen shalmata kilo eine shemas. Shvil means ayin shalmaila. He made that a kilo the Bainsham doesn't see, the Bainsham doesn't hear. Shenema hoy ama mikim Hashem. They mamik themselves from the Bainsham. Last year they had to hide themselves. And Eitzah to make Eitzahs, Oye b'machshach maseim, Chsiv la'yiru la'yire kov, la'yovna la'ke yakev, Chsiv ka'omro ozav Hashem es ha'oretz, Ve'en Hashem roye. Zogt Rashi, last year Eitzah k'moy la'hastir, last year is a la'hastir, Yoyetz b'mistorim, lignoiv u'la horeya. Now, I'd like to mention a few in Yonim. The Bnei Aryeh and the Siddur Agron Isha Yisrael, he says, we say in the Vidui in Yom Kippur, Achet Shechatonu Lufonecha Bagola Yuvasosa. So he says in each prat is a besondere chayma. When a person did a chayt bagoli, so it's a gewaldike chil Hashem. It shows everyone you can do a chayt, it's a chil Hashem. Basosa, we don't have the chil Hashem. But Basosa is another cheshbet. Basosa is, he only does the chayt when no one's watching him. When someone sees him, he won't do it. This person is the same kaifa like Agave. She brings down our Gemara. So we have to know when the Achet Shechaton of Necha doesn't go, Bagoli is one parsha, Basosa is a zweite parsha, each one is a parsha b'fnei atzma, each one has a bazundere chayma. Agavuche, the Maral asks a kasha in the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara Chagiga says, Mi she Yitzrayim is gavar olof, is yilvash shchoyrim, v'yelech lamokim shem akiren oisei, v'yaser etzoynei, v'yischalo shem shemayim b'faresia. So the Gemara seems to say, if Yitzray tokvay, so go and yelech lamokim shem akiren oisei, v'yaser etzoynei, v'yischalo shem shemayim. So by say, that's better. The Seisar, I mean, so the Maral says that, speaking about he can't be loche fesitzah, he can't hold himself back. So there the shaila is. So should he do it? Should he do it b'fahesi over here, or do it b'tzina some other place? Or do b'tzina some other place? Al kaponim. You do fahesi is achil Hashem. If you do b'tzina, there's no achil Hashem. But not that he's doing it because no one is seeing. He has to do it. Hey, ani yochel loche fesitzah. So there is a din of, Yelech Lamokim Shem Akiran Oisei. But over here, the only reason he's doing it is, the pshat is because no one sees it. He's scared of people. So that's also Einai Shalmaila Kilo Einai Roya. Agavuche, the Ben Yayoda asks Akashen, what's that oizen shalmata kilayne shemas? How does the oizen shalmata come in over here? I mean, ain't a good thing. The Banshim doesn't see what's the oizen over here. The oizen shall matter. So he says, because he has to realize that the person who was stolen $1,000, he's going to be mispalted to the Rabbein Shalom. Rabbein Shalom, do something. Boy, you can Yitzhak Eli. He'll be mispalted to the Rabbein Shalom. So he said, the Rabbein Shalom won't listen to the Tfilis either. So Memelis, he makes Eisen Shalmata Kaini Shemeya, Ayin Shalmata Kilayne Roya. So that's the Kvira of Aganus.